Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're continuing our conversation about raising capital. And today, we're going to do a deep dive into the predatory lender. Most of the time, when you go to borrow money, you're going to borrow money from a reputable lender, typically a bank. Sometimes, you may not qualify for bank lending. In that scenario, you may be forced to deal with a second tier of lenders, maybe a B lender or maybe a private lender. And in the world of private lending, lenders come in all shapes and sizes. There are the traditional hard money lenders, and then there are the predatory lenders. What is a predatory lender? This is the one who is actually setting you up to fail. They do exist. It's shocking, I know, but they do exist. So here are a few things that you want to watch out for. See if you can spot or identify a predatory lender before they do business with you. To begin with, anytime you borrow money, a lender is asking one question and one question only. The question is, if I lend you money, how am I going to get my money back? They often have many colorful ways of asking that same question, 50 different ways, but it boils down to the same basic question. If I lend you money, how will I get it back? Now, with a predatory lender, they're not as concerned with getting their money back in the success case scenario. They want to set you up to fail so that they can take the property. And when they take the property, they're taking the property at a deep discount to market value. So, for example, they may limit the loan amount to perhaps 65% loan to value, a fairly low threshold, so that if the property is worth, say, $100,000 or $1 million, they're capping that loan at 65% of that value, say $65,000 or $650,000 if it's a $1 million property. The way that they will set you up to fail is they will put a relatively short term on the loan. Let's say the project realistically is going to take a year to complete, maybe 18 months after, you know, some reasonable delays. They may set the loan as a 6-month loan or a 9-month loan and not give you an option to renew. Or if they do give you an option to renew, the charge for renewing the loan is exorbitantly high. That's the first clue. The clue that the renewal fee is extraordinarily high and that the term of the loan is too short realistically for you to complete the project 9 times out of 10. The second clue is they will get you to sign paperwork that essentially gives them the property. Maybe it's a deed of trust. So rather than having to go through a foreclosure process, they actually take the deed and put it in the hands of a trustee. So the deed is already handed over to the lender in the event of default on the loan. So they don't have to go through the foreclosure process, which can be both lengthy and costly. And then finally, they will get you to sign something called a confession of judgment. And confession of judgment is a set of terms that basically says that if a legal action is brought against you, you agree in advance to plead guilty no matter what. So you have already pleaded guilty to whatever action they may bring against you in advance. That's called a confession of judgment. That kind of very one-sided set of legal agreements sets the lender up to take the property at a deep discount to the market. They're going to get their very high interest rates, so they're going to get all their money back when they take over the property, and perhaps they sell it. They're going to get a profit on the sale of the property because they're going to go and sell it at a profit. Maybe they're getting it at 65 cents on the dollar. They may sell it at a discount, say at 80 cents on the dollar, and still make another 15% on top of the money that they made with the original loan. So predatory lenders, unfortunately, are out there. You got to be very careful. Don't set yourself up. Don't be desperate for money. Just like with equity investors, don't be desperate to work with an equity investor. Don't be desperate to work with a lender because these guys can smell it from a mile away and they will come after you. So in the meantime, as you're thinking about raising money, whether it's debt or equity, have a spectacular day. Go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.